From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A victory for a small town in New York State that regularly opens its council meetings with a prayer. The Supreme Court today, in a 5-4 decision, ruled that mostly Christian prayers which open town council meetings in Greece, New York, do not violate the constitutional separation of church and state. Brett Harvey's senior counsel with the group, the Alliance for Defending Freedom, backs the ruling.
We're thrilled that the court has exonerated and vindicated their practices and made it clear that in America, we tolerate a diversity of opinions and beliefs. And we don't try to silence people or try to separate what they say from what they believe.
Writing from the majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said the prayers are ceremonial in keeping with the nation's traditions. Or writing for the minority, Justice Elena Kagan said the case differs from a previous court ruling because the prayers are mostly sectarian. Senator Rand Paul is threatening to block one of the president's judicial nominees until he gets access to legal memos on drones. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the Kentucky Republican is demanding to see the justification for killing an American citizen.
Senator Rand Paul is already famous for mounting a 13-hour filibuster about weaponized drones. Now he says he'll block the path of former Justice Department lawyer David Barron to a U.S. appeals court judgeship unless the Obama administration turns over memos Barron signed. Those documents paved the way for a U.S. drone strike that killed radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen in 2011. Paul says that memos could shed light on a major constitutional debate. The ACLU supports Paul's bid to read the drone documents. David Barron's nomination for the First Circuit Court of Appeals could come up for a full Senate vote later this month. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Country's largest veterans group is calling for VA Secretary Eric Shinseki to step down. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports it follows allegations that vets died while waiting for medical care.
Citing new allegations that the VA has encouraged false accounting of how long vets are waiting for care, the head of the American Legion, Daniel Dellinger, called for new leadership.
It is with great sadness that I call for the resignations of Secretary Shinseki, Undersecretary of Health Robert Petzl, and Undersecretary of Benefits Allison Hickey.
VA officials said the Legion had in the past called Shinseki their most effective and forceful advocate. The VA is investigating the charge that vets died on the waiting list at the Phoenix Veterans Medical Center. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase has won preliminary approval from a U.S. district court judge to pay $280 million to settle claims it misled investors regarding billions of dollars of mortgage-backed securities. The judge in a preliminary decision announced last week said the settlement is still subject to final court approval. The settlement would resolve a class action lawsuit against the bank filed in 2008. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 17 points to close at 16,530. The NASDAQ was up 14 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Health officials are now saying they expect the first American to be infected with a sometimes deadly disease known as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, to be released from the hospital soon. The man had been hospitalized since falling ill with the disease after flying back to the U.S. last month from Saudi Arabia, where he was doing health care work. Indiana State Department Health Commissioner William Van Ness said today no health workers or family members have tested positive for the virus. More than 100 people have died after contracting the disease over the past 2 years. Vatican officials were subjected to a barrage of questions on clerical sex abuse by the UN Committee on Torture in Geneva. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the committee wants to determine whether the Vatican's record on child protection violates the UN Convention Against Torture ratified by the Holy See in 2002.
Over 2 hours, the committee posed dozens of questions and asked Vatican officials to respond to reports presented by non-government organizations. The chief rapporteur, Felice Geyer of the United States, said the committee had received numerous allegations of intimidation of witnesses and shifting of finances to avoid payment of compensation to victims. The Vatican insists its adherence to the UN Convention Against Torture applies only to Vatican City and not the worldwide church. But Barbara Blaine of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests challenged that claim, saying the Pope and the Vatican have full control over all issues and discipline priests who do not follow church teachings. The Vatican will issue its formal answers Tuesday afternoon. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Accident investigators in Rhode Island say it appears a snap metal hook may have been a contributing factor in a circus accident that left 8 acrobats injured after they plunged to the ground. Sunday's mishap occurred at the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.